Fiona Kelly is here with the Cessna Papers.
With a number of today's papers carrying supplements guiding Leaving Cert students through the CAO process, for its lead story, the Irish Times focuses on the impact of grade inflation. The Provost of Trinity College, Orla Shields, describes the process of random selection, which had to be used again this year to assign places on some courses with top points, as a cruel arbiter. Carl O'Brien also quotes University of Galway President Ciarán O'Hogarty, warning of the potential for litigation in the event of some students losing out on college places. Tusla told foster parent applicants to lose weight. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent. Ellen Coyne writes that it has emerged that in the middle of a national shortage of care places, the state agency's foster committee was using inadequate or outdated information on body mass index and weight. She also spoke to one woman who was told during an online meeting with the Tusla staff member who she'd never met that she couldn't run after a toddler and that her application to become a foster parent had been turned down. Other Tusla documents had said that the same woman had a lot to offer a child. The Irish Daily Mail builds its lead story around advice given to Michael McGrath by department officials 5 days before he left his job as Minister for Finance in June, advising him that failure to link the pension age with growing life expectancy will place an enormous financial burden on the next generation. Following yesterday's court case in Australia, in which a 29-year-old man was sentenced to 17 years for sexually blackmailing almost 300 women and girls online, for its lead story, the Irish Examiner runs with the warning from the ISPCC about the dangers of sexploitation. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror run with stories about Liam Rowe, who died from cancer earlier this week. The 44-year-old was named in the High Court by the Criminal Assets Bureau as someone who had been involved in organised crime for most of his adult life. The expected resignation of SDLP leader Colm Eastwood later today generates the lead story in the Irish News. And finally, Frank and Walter's Killed My Fish. That's the intriguing headline on the front of today's Irish Sun, which runs alongside a picture of Noel Gallagher. So what's it all about? Ken Sweeney explains that in his pre-Oasis days, Noel Gallagher worked as a roadie with Cork band The Frank and Walters. One night after a gig in Manchester, when he invited the band back to his flat, a member of their entourage poured vodka into his fish tank, hence the headline about the dead goldfish. But singer Paul Linehan also reveals that on the same tour, Noel Gallagher gave him a tape of some songs he'd recorded himself. In those days, however, like all of us, he was in the habit of reusing his cassettes, which he admits means that he may have recorded over the first ever Oasis demo tape.
And that's Fiona Kelly.